material. Next item, 567.
Item 567, accept bid of Raymore Construction, LLC for the Cooch Park Play Area Improvements and Lou Project for $1,056,403.
Commissioner Fritz.
I am very excited to be presenting this and to have this presentation. It's been a long time coming. Thank you to the community for your patience. I'll turn over to staff.
Good morning. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. I'll do the front part of this. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Raymore Construction, LLC for the Cooch Park Play Area and Lou Project. The engineer's estimate of the project was $1,172,019, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. Bids were opened on April 17, 2018. Three bids were received in response to the solicitation. Raymore Construction, LLC is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $1,056,403, which is $115,616, or 9.86% under the engineer's estimate. Portland Parks and Recreation Procurement Services had identified an aspirational goal of 20% DMW ESB participation for this project. Raymore Construction, acting as a prime contractor for this project, identified the following areas for subcontracting opportunities: trucking, demolition, traffic, playground installation, and landscaping. There is a total of $230,338, or 21.8%, of disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business subcontractor participation for this project. Apportioned as followed: disadvantaged business enterprise performing trucking, demolition, and traffic control, $148,338, and an emerging small business at $78,083 performing playground installation. Raymore Construction, LLC is a state-certified MBE contractor and a participant in the city's Prime Contractor Development Program, which makes total disadvantaged minority women and ESB participation in this project, including the prime contractor, at nearly 100% of the hard construction costs. Raymore Construction, LLC is in compliance with the city's requirements for contracting. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those. Since the contractor has met the city's aspirational goals, we did not ask them to be in attendance today. And we have two representatives from Portland Parks and Recreation here to answer specific questions.
Well, we'd like to give a short presentation about the project.
Thank you, commissioners. Hello, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Robin Laughlin. I am the bond project team lead with Portland Parks and Recreation. With me today is Gary Dacca, our capital project manager representing the Bureau in this project. We're here today to support Larry's request for council to accept the bid for Raymore Construction for Cooch Park Playground and Replacement, as well as the associated Lou project at this park. The Cooch Park project is part of the 2014 Parks Replacement Bond Program that is generously passed by voters to approve $68 million bond measure to fix and repair our most critical needs in our parks without increasing our tax rates. As you know, the bond fund goes towards parks' most urgent needs in seven priority areas: playgrounds, trails and bridges, pools, accessibility, protecting workers, Pioneer Courthouse Square, and restrooms and other facilities. This project fits into two of our focused areas, playgrounds and restrooms, and it will be the fourth parks replacement program to cover playgrounds in our system going into construction this year. And with that, Gary will share some of the details of the project.
Thank you, Robin. Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, my name is Gary Dotcom. I'm a landscape architect and project manager for Portland Parks and Rec. I'm very excited to bring this project to you today to present it. Cooch Park is a three-acre park located in northwest Portland between northwest Gleason and northwest Hoyt and northwest 19th and northwest 20th. The project area is shown on the image above and is focused on the west end of the park adjacent to Portland Public Schools Metropolitan Learning Center and focuses on the existing playground and brick plaza. The playground and plaza provide a much-needed urban green space and play area for this neighborhood, and also serve to support the MLC's outdoor play spaces during the school day. Cooch Park today and of the past shows a very heavily used park, one that many generations hold dear to their hearts. In the early 1990s, as you can see in the image in the top right, we installed a well-loved wood fort play structure that became an icon for the park. Unfortunately, this structure, with its many steps and levels, was not accessible to all park users. Over the years, the structure fell into disrepair and has been removed for safety reasons. Prior to its removal, parks did install a smaller piece of play equipment, but the playground as a whole lacked many of the play opportunities we look to provide for all of our users in our parks and playgrounds. The adjacent expansive brick plaza with its heaved and shifted bricks from tree roots and time create a number of ADA accessibility deficiencies that are identified in our park's ADA transition plan that provide barriers to all users, a number of safety hazards, and long-term maintenance difficulties. Additionally, it does not provide adequate seating for picnicking opportunities in community spaces. The restroom that's also shown in the lower image, the small green building, has its own number of ADA deficiencies and creates a number of safety and visibility issues for all users. Our project has a number of goals. The playground renovation and Lou project was one of the first bond projects started in 2015 and conducted extensive public outreach through a series of neighborhood meetings to engage with the Metropolitan Learning Center students, Friends of Cooch Park, and the neighbors in the Northwest District Association to understand how each group uses the park and gain a positive community support for the renovations. In partnership with Harper's Playground for additional project funding of $350,000, as well as a Metro Neighborhood and Nature and Neighborhoods grant for $150,000, we were able to design a fully inclusive and accessible play area for all users and caregivers to have an equal opportunity to play in a safe and imaginative setting. The new playground includes a new wood fort play structure with slides, climbers, and a lookout mound without the need for stairs or handrails, provides many other inclusive play structures and features, individual group swings, music, and sensorial elements. Separate areas for social play and quiet play, suitable for all kids, are also included in the play area. As with all of our bond projects, durable rubber and synthetic turf surfacings are included in this project for long-term maintenance. The new plaza will include a decorative concrete paving that is better suited to heavy traffic and long-term maintenance the park needs. We will include a number of stormwater planters to minimize our impacts on utility infrastructure, new accessible picnic tables, benches, and bike racks to support community needs. We will also be installing a Portland loo, which will replace the public restroom that is currently in the park. The restroom will remain for events and PPR staff to use. This project does hope to begin as soon as possible following the MLC's school year and contracting, and we're anticipating starting in July. The construction is anticipated to take about 8 months and will take us through the winter of 2018, early 2019. With that, I'd like to turn it back over to Larry and have to provide an overview. Well, you've already given the overview. ask you for your support and acceptance of the bid for Raymore Construction.
Very good. Colleagues, any further comments? Commissioner Saltzman?
I would move the adoption of the report.
Second.
Commissioner Saltzman moves the report. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Any further discussion? Great presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please call the roll, Sue.
Fish.
Well, it looks like a beautifully designed playground and a great addition to that park. So thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, this one's been a long time in the making, so it's good to see it finally happening. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, I still sometimes have nightmares about going to the PTA at Multnomah Metropolitan Living Center and telling them, yes, we've fenced off your structure, and no, we don't have any money to replace it, and the aghast looks on everybody's faces. And that's the reality of what is in Portland Parks and Recreation today. We have a lot of aging infrastructure that we don't have the funds. The city does not have the funds to fix. And so over the next 6 months, the Bureau will be leading a conversation about what do we have and what do we want to pay for and how do we want to pay for it. So thank you for your work with this very important bond measure. Thank you to Cody Goldberg of Harper's Playground. This is another advance in accessible playgrounds across the city. Every project that we've done under the bond measure has included some accessibility features, and I very much I'm very proud of that. I'm also very proud of the largest expansion of restroom facilities in the history of Portland Parks and Recreation. So when I'm gone, you can put my name on a loo, and I'll be very happy. Thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this is a fantastic vision, and I appreciate all the hard work that's gone into it. Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your long-standing leadership on this. It's a high-volume park. It's used by a lot of people, and I think this will be very, very well received by the community at large, and I believe it will be a community asset that we can all be proud of. I vote aye. Report's accepted.
Thank you.
We have a couple